Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on 92.9 FM ESPN, I'm Jessica Benson in for Jason and John, and we are now in for a real treat. We are joined by NBA legend, winningest coach in NBA history. He was recently featured on HBO Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. His name is Don Nelson. Don, you are living the dream these days in Maui. What does a day in the life look for you, or look like for you at this point?
Well, now that I'm retired, I have the perfect retirement. We have a business here in Maui. We've invested my fortune here, so I have a lot of properties I rent out to people who want a vacation here. And it's a perfect retirement. Everybody's happy when they come. People come back for second, third, fourth, sometime. They come every year, so we get a chance to see the same people over and over. It's a wonderful business, and I'm very, very pleased.
It's a beautiful life. It's a happy life that all of us dream of being able to one day retire in some place as beautiful as Maui and Hawaii. Now, you have gone into not the business side of things, but one of your hobbies on the side is you have a marijuana farm. Is that correct?
Well, I grow Nelly Kush up there just for my own consumption and a couple of my friends that I grow for as well. But other than that, we don't sell marijuana, but I certainly use every day, and I grow my own.
Nelly Kush, so that's your, you have about 22 strains. Is Nelly Kush your specialty out there then?
No, I have 22 acres.
22 acres?
In my farm, but
oh,
I
wow.
only have the one strain.
The Nelly Kush.
I only grow Nelly Kush.
So we are joined, in case you're just tuning in now, we are joined by Don Nelson, NBA legend, winningest coach in NBA history, who now has happily retired in Maui. Some of those friends that you have developed in Maui, I was watching the HBO piece recently. One of them is Willie Nelson. Talk a little bit about your relationship with him and how you guys became pals out there.
Well, Willie and I go back 50 years when he was raising money for the farmers. I was in Wisconsin and I was raising money for the farmers. So I met him over 50 years ago, and we've had a great relationship ever since. When I coached the Dallas Mavericks, of course, he only lived an hour away. So I would drive down to Carl's Corner, Texas, and play poker and watch Willie perform there. He had a little place, a little truck stop he would perform in. And we go back a long time. We started a biodiesel business. Willie biodiesel there in Carl's Corner. So we're in business together, and we have a great relationship. He's a dear friend.
And you play a lot of poker. You have a poker room within your kind of man cave in your house. How much poker do you play on a day-to-day basis, weekly basis?
Well, Willie's coming back to town. When Willie's in town on Maui, why, we play every day. And he's coming back from his 4th of July there in Texas. And so I expect to be playing every day for this next week or two.
Incredible. Awesome. I mean, truly just
living
the dream.
We also have some other interesting players. Owen Wilson plays in our game, and Woody Harrelson, and just a lot of great guys. Paul Simon, who's going to have a concert here in a week, I think. So we'll get excited to go to his concert, and then we'll play poker afterwards.
Just some casual poker friends playing the game. Nice casual name drop list there. So for you now,
I introduced my accountant was in and over at Willie's, and I introduced Paul Simon to Al Rossman, my attorney, and Al said, "Hey, hello, my name's Al." He said, "Well, my name's Al too."
Song he wrote. You can call me Al. Yeah.
You can call me Al. Yeah, that's what he said. You can call me Al.
That's amazing. Oh, that's so great. So you nowadays, obviously your life looks so very different from your days as a coach, as a player. You were a 5-time NBA champion with the Celtics, 3-time NBA coach of the year. Things are very much different for you now. Do you still have brain space for basketball? I mean, how much do you give to the game now these days, or are you totally removed from it all?
Well, I went over to Oahu and visited the servicemen here a couple weeks ago with Ray Allen and a couple other NBA guys. I still do a little bit, but not too much. I just watch on TV. I probably watch like most of the fans.
So when you're watching the Warriors, a team that you previously coached in the NBA Finals this year, and when you've watched them lose, how invested are you in it now at this point in your life? Are you able to kind of just go about with your day after they lose, or does it still hit you hard like it used to?
No, it doesn't hit me near as hard. We have a tendency when you're in the business to, you know, to think it's more important than it really is, and it's like life and death every game when you're in it. But when you watch it on TV, you're retired, you watch it more like a fan.
How much basketball do you watch during the season?
I don't really watch that much, to be quite honest with you. Like, I don't really know what's going on in the NBA right now. I know a lot of guys are leaving, and Durant's in New Jersey, but there's a lot of stuff going on that I really don't pay much attention to until the season starts next year.
So you don't stay tapped into all the free agency news that constantly is going, kind of the off-season drama of the NBA?
No, I'd rather watch the ladies' soccer, actually.
Hey, absolutely. What a win over the weekend.
Great. I had the best time watching that soccer game.
That was an amazing game, and just an amazing story from them through and through. An amazing story for you of what you were able to do with your time in the NBA, basically credited with creating that quote-unquote Nelly ball and small ball, this notion of putting small skill guys on the court because big guys who can't shoot or dribble are kind of lame, and you turn traditional lineups into this more irrelevant thing. When you were going through that back then, did you have any indication that it would stick and that you would have this lasting legacy within the NBA and basketball in general?
Well, when I first started playing small ball, I had to play because I didn't have any talented big guys, and so I kind of had to play that way. But I enjoyed that style of game, and we won a lot of games against the bigger teams that people didn't think we could win. But when the three-point shot came in, then I thought that that style had a real chance because you get twice as many points for a three as you do a two. You get 50% more, I mean, for a three as opposed to a two. That's a lot in basketball. And it really created a big difference between the small player, the guy between 6'2 and 6'8 that can shoot and play all the skills that you need to play a fast game. And it's pretty well eliminated the old traditional back-to-the-basket centers. Now the centers have to be more talented, more gifted, and other than just scoring with their back-to-the-basket. They have to be all-around players. That's why the European big guys are coming in and being so effective in our game today.
I have to ask, because my fiancé is a massive Golden State Warriors fan, born and raised in the Bay Area. He, when I said that I was having the opportunity to talk with you, he was like, he's an effing boss. Like, that was his reaction to this interview here. But he wanted to know, I asked him if there was anything he could ask you what it would be. And he goes back to that We Believe team, 06-07, the 8-seed Warriors who beat the Mavs. And he wanted to know, how did you cultivate one of the best upsets in sports history? And just, why do you think it resonated so much with Warriors fans where it still means so much to them today?
Well, mainly because we matched up well with them. We had a lot of guys about 6'8 that could really play and could pass and do all the things smaller teams need to do. And that was going to be a problem for Dallas Mavericks playing against us. We thought we could beat them, even though they were 1 and we were 8. We just believed that we'd go in there and beat them. And we go in there the first game, and two of my players get thrown out of the game. They're pretty emotional players. So, Jackson gets thrown out, and then Baron Davis gets thrown out, and we still lose the game by like 2 points. And so I told him afterwards, I said, you know what, we're going to beat these guys. We're going to win the next game, and we're going to beat these suckers for the first time anybody's ever done it in the history of the game. And my God, we did it. Amazing.
That you did, and it certainly left a lasting impact. Now, for a very important question for people here in Memphis that we're all curious about, can we rent your place in Maui? Like, if we come out, is there an ability to rent your property?
Oh, sure. Come on out.
Oh,
yeah,
incredible.
Nelly's on Maui. Nelly's Rentals. Anything with Nelly, you'll find us. And we have some great properties right on the water. And, they're kind of high-end stuff, but we do a great business.
And then how often, do you smoke marijuana every day? Like, it's obviously a big part of your life. Is it every day?
Oh, yeah. I have a medical card. I don't usually smoke in the mornings, but I'll smoke in the afternoons every day, yeah, and then into the evening.
That's a relaxing life there on Maui that you're living. How's your golf game?
And I'm not alone. Everybody else smokes here, too.
It's a popular recreation over there in Hawaii. How's your golf game? I know you're going out there and playing.
I'm terrible. I'm absolutely a terrible golfer, but I love the game very much.
Does the weed help or hurt the golf game?
Well, I don't play while I don't smoke okay. while I'm playing.
Probably a smart
idea.
That
would really be a mess.
I don't know. It could be fun. How's your poker game? Are you a good poker player? Do you win regularly?
Yeah, I do. I win regularly, I would say. But, you know, you have your ups and downs. And, you know, in our game, you go over to Willie's, you could lose a couple $1,000 in a game if you're not careful.
Hey, absolutely. Well, you seem incredibly happy. A wonderful life over there in Maui. We thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Truly
well,
a legend out there.
Good luck to you guys next year in the NBA. You're going to have an exciting team.
Thank you so very, very much. We appreciate it. Have a good one
out there, Coach.
In Maui.
All right. Bye.
That was amazing. That was Don Nelson, NBA legend. I just fell into being able to do that interview here today. I got to give a
huge shout out. Marcus.
To intern Marcus.
Get on the mic real quick, Marcus.
I want to put some respect on Marcus's name because intern Marcus isn't fair in this situation.
Dude.
Marcus, how do you pronounce your last name?
Gronauer.
Marcus Gronauer, the future.
That's a good poll, dude. That's a really strong pull. Our summer intern, Mark, is pulling that interview.
Okay, so explain, because we're just fascinated by this. Explain how you landed
Don Nelson as an interview story.
So I looked for his agent for hours, and I could not find him for a really long time. And finally, once I found him, I emailed him, didn't get anything back for a week. So then I left a few messages on some real estate that Don Nelson has in Maui. And sure enough, about a week later, his wife, Joy, emails me and said, "Here's Don's number.
Incredible.
You can have him on anytime." So it was pretty surreal. Like,
that's amazing.
When I got that email.
Well, that's Showtime or HBO special, The Real Sports Brian Gumbel thing, was what sort of teed it up. And I know John's a big fan of that. And then he turned me on to it. I watched the episode. I know you watched it over the weekend, Jessica. You know, and it talks about the pot and the dead guy at the poker table. Like, a dude died at the poker table and they still played around him.
I know, but okay, so to be fair, because I didn't want to bring it up.
I thought you might, but
it's
okay, go
ahead.
It's
a weird, touchy thing.
It's touchy,
but, like,
right.
A man died during their poker game. They said that the biggest respect that they could have given to him was to keep playing.
It was in honor of him.
But he clarified they only played until the coroner came. But I would like to imagine it wasn't as black and white.
It was
just playing poker around a dead guy. But what a life, man, to go from being this fiery,
crazy
coach to living possibly one of the most chill lives out there in Maui. And he's just...
Don't you think what makes this so crazy, and Jessica, is just look at a picture. Like last night I sent this to you. I don't know if I sent it to you, Marcus. It's a side-by-side of Don Nelson, the coach, and Don Nelson in retirement. It's like a different person.
Yeah, we had a neighbor who just came back. I was at home at my mom's for July 4th in Seattle, and her neighbor moved to Hawaii. Just picked up everything, moved to Hawaii, and he came back, and same thing. His hair went
stoner.
Buzz cut, yes. Most likely, yes. Hair down all the way around, but just this aura of chill.
Chill.
I mean, it's funny because I showed my dad the documentary last night, and I told him it was Don Nelson. Like, it was about Don Nelson.
Yeah.
And then when Don Nelson walked in, my dad was like, "Who is that?" And I'm like, "That's Don Nelson."
You don't even recognize him.
Oh, no. He looks completely...
It doesn't look like him. The eyes are clearly back set. That's the biggest thing. The hair is long.
Dude.
Because he used to have really coiffed, parted, gray, sharp-looking, pretty sharp-looking dude. A little heavy, but he's 6'6", 6'8". Mm-hmm. Just a wild story.
And if you watch that HBO piece, something he really went into was how, you know, the NBA, both as a player and as a coach, it took a big toll on his family life.
Yeah.
And he was able to, you know, kind of get a second chance. He had a daughter that he
didn't originally know
about, who is now reconnected with in his life. She's now his neighbor. They have a wonderful relationship, it seems.
He had her from a flight attendant relationship that he had started, right?
Correct.
Didn't realize that she was born and was introduced to through an assistant who got a note in the late 90s. And at that time, that child would have been in her 40s.
Yes, and she came and found him. The daughter found him after finding her birth mom for the first time.
And now lives next to him?
And now lives next to him. And I think they
work
in business.
Part of the business, right?
The family business out there in Maui. But he saw it as an opportunity for a second chance at being a dad the right way. And just what an incredible, I mean, if only we could all be so lucky.
Oh, yeah.
To retire in Maui.
Yes.
With the kind of money that little Nelly brought with him to Maui originally.
Yeah. No.
And now he has this rental service.
And props to you for doing the interview, because as you were prepping for this, by the way, only in day two on the job here, just guest hosting this week, it's like, how do you go about this interview?
Oh my God, such a wild card.
Well, because you saw the Bryant Gumbel interview, and it was you did a nice job, because he clearly is more plugged into basketball than I would have thought.
Me too. I honestly thought that when we asked him about basketball, he would have just passed it off and said, you know, I watched the championship game for the sake of the HBO piece, but I don't watch it very much. Right. So he at least still watches the game. And I think it's hard for any coach, no matter how much weed you may smoke, I think it's hard for a coach to take the coach out of a coach. So you still want to be involved in some way, shape, or form.
The funniest part of the interview, Marcus, I don't know if you caught this, is how literally he took the marijuana question. He's like, no, I don't smoke on the course.
Yeah.
Like, no, Don, we're talking about the effects of marijuana.
This is...
He's like, did you pick that up?
I just personally didn't think I would ever be asking a question like, do you smoke marijuana every day?
On a sports station?
On a sports station in the most casual way possible, because the man does.
Clearly.
He does. And he's friends with Willie Nelson. And then just casually name drops like Owen Wilson. Who else did he say?
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
That was another name, too.
And then he's got like Ray Allen coming to the island to do like a thing for the troops out there. I mean... what a life.
His Rolodex has to be crazy.
And how much bankroll do you think that takes? If he bought that property over the last 20 years and it's in Hawaii, we're talking about Hawaii real estate. I mean, that's a hell of an investment.
22 acres.
Plus a 22-acre pot farm is probably worth a bazillion dollars on that island.
And it's just
even
for him.
But he doesn't sell, so I don't know.
Medicinal.
How that works.
Yeah. Right. Okay, I got a card. Okay.
He earned that card.
I guess everybody on the island has a card.
All professional athletes deserve
that
to earn that
well
card.
That was well done, y'all. Hey.
Team effort here.
Shouts to y'all.
ESPN 92.9 FM. Oh. We're going to step away for a quick break. We'll be back with more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.